I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. One of the longest evangelistic bike trips is now finished. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says this was the vision of the Baptist Union leaders in Russia, riding from Germany to Vladivostok, sharing the gospel along the way.
They were able to hold their meetings in stadiums and cultural halls, town squares, street corners, and any other venue that would receive them. The audiences often numbered more than 500 at a time, and we found out, too, that they had frequently very many, many children who, of course, were attracted by the sports aspect of this.
Next, a United Nations official says 200,000 quake survivors still urgently need emergency help in Peru. Global Advance's David Shibley says their frontline Shepherds Conference in Lima, Peru, was shortly before the earthquake. He says the conference timing was a God thing.
They have used this as an evangelistic imperative. Obviously, people, when they're shaken into the reality that life could end at any moment, look Godward often. And our Peruvian brothers and sisters are taking advantage of this tragic opportunity and sharing the gospel.
And finally, a partnership between ministries is touching wounded children. Bethany Christian Services is working with Zondervan Publishing to distribute hundreds of Bibles and storybooks to children in foster care. Bethany's John Van Valkenburg says these kids are a perfect fit for this project.
They have suffered so much from neglect or abuse, and that's why they're in foster care. The goal of foster care is to reunite the children with their parents, but that doesn't always happen. The children in foster care really tend to lose hope that they would ever have a family.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30-Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. Today's the last day. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.